Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, Steve, there'll come a time where you'll have to have the talk with your daughter. You've got a few years before you have to worry about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's the talk, that dad's always right and mom's wrong?
Well, that's an enjoyable talk.
That. Yeah.
Good luck.
You're trying to brainwash her already.
Yeah, good luck to you, my friend.
Your father's always right.
Yeah, dad is always right. Like, that always works.
Wrestling and hockey is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got one father that decided to have the talk a little earlier for probably just for giggles, because he was like, hey, you know what? I better if my kid knows where babies come from. So that's what he did. He asked his young daughter if she knows where babies come from. And, she doesn't know. But, of course, the answer is awesome. And, of course, he recorded it because that's what you do.
Hey, Peyton, you should ask your dad where babies come from.
I already know.
No, you don't.
Yes, from your butthole.
Oh. Well, there you go.
They might want to review.
All right. Well, I mean, she's a lot closer than I thought she would be.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, now we know what was inside the butthole in that song.
Oh,
remember that song?
Yeah.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Babies.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Babies.
Maybe there's astronauts.
Nope.
Maybe there's aliens.
Babies.
All inside your butthole. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know. I wonder what's inside your butthole.
That is still a great song.
It is a fantastic song. And, these two, you know what? Maybe there's something new coming along. Maybe these young people are going to find a way to make new babies. This is generation what? A, is she? Is she an alpha? Is she a beta? I don't know what she's going to be.
But it's generation butthole.
Yeah, generation B for buttholes. Yeah.
Yes.
Alpha butthole. It goes right to alpha butthole.
She could be the Flavor Flav to that girl's Chuck D.
Yeah. That is awesome. Of course I know where they come from.
The butthole.
The butthole. And you know what? That's the end of the conversation.
You
know,
you realize you raised her right. So now my goal is to get Tatum's first word to be butthole.
Okay. Yes. Boy, you know, you're in trouble if that happens.
Dude, I will be out of the house and sleeping outside if that happens.
That's a fact, because you know she's going to know where that came from.
It definitely is going to come from mom. You know, or grandma.
Oh, yeah.
I'll blame it on grandma, right?
You're going to blame it on grandma.
Not a chance.
Yeah, there's no chance of that. Now, if it was on your side, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, babe, I swear she's been talking to my mom a lot.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't let her talk to mom.
Oh, my gosh. I can only imagine the look on my wife's face if all of a sudden, like, out of Tatum's mouth just comes butthole.
Yeah, it was one of the Meet the Parents movies when that happened. It was the baby's first words, and it was, huh?
Do you remember what the first words of Joe and Sarah were?
I think no.
The word no?
Yeah,
or
I
you just
no.
don't remember?
No, I think no. I think no was... one of them was no, which I thought was funny.
Yeah, definitely Joe.
Yeah.
Sarah's like, I never say no to anything.
Wow. That's true.
Box wine? Yes.
I feel like it was a mama or a papa, you know, or mama daddy kind of a thing, and I feel like it was mama.
Did you try and brainwash her into saying dada first?
I did, yeah. Big time. Both of them, really. You know, but Joe was just no. Joe was just like, no, no. I'm like, all right. I think that was, you know, he was just like, he knew he was his own man at a young age. He knew what he wanted. Actually, he didn't know what he wanted, but he knew what he didn't want.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Sarah, I feel like was mama. I feel like it was, she had a mama before a dad, you know, for me.
I'm hoping, it'll probably be mama, I would imagine, but I'm hoping it's going to be, not even dada, I hope it's like Lulu or Bubba, because that's our nickname for Lulu, is Bubba.
Oh.
So I think that would be hilarious if the first words that come out of her mouth are not even mama or dada.
Well, you'd be lucky if it isn't, if it's not an expletive, because, you know, around you, you just never know.
I don't curse around her.
Oh, good for you.
I've been pretty good about that.
You've been pretty good about that. What a guy. You really know what? It's nice that you made the effort.
I'm on my best behavior inside the house.
That's really cool.
Yes.
You know, does she let you take Tatum out much?
No, not at all.
Yeah, because that's where all the shady stuff can happen.
Right, I've been trying to take her to Buffalo Wild Wings, and my wife's like, no.
No.
That's why they post up at the bar and curse. That's what I do.
And she would love that boneless chicken.
It's not a boneless chicken.
Even Tatum knows it's boneless chicken. She can't wait to have her first boneless chicken wing. And then say, hey, Bubba. Hey, Bubba, throw me a wing.
Hey, Bubba. Give my dad a beer.
Give me a wing. That's nice. Hey, we got a woman. She was handcuffed by the cops. Why? Well, because she was wearing a thong. Why is that handcuffable? Steve will tell you why. He's got the Migs report for you at 617 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys, and this could be the dumbest day ever.
What's that?
Today is International Traffic Light Day.
Yeah, this is the dumbest day ever.
Yeah. It is believed that the first electric traffic light began working on this day in 1914 in Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland? Really? They're the birthplace?
Yeah. So if you want stupid information to share at the water cooler at your workplace that you don't go to right now, there you go.
Okay.
It's also National Underwear Day.
Oh, sweet. So I can't freeball today.
Today is the day to not freeball.
Okay.
I think Friday's National Freeball Day.
Okay, cool.
I bring it up because there's a story about someone wearing, well, not underwear, but wearing something that's a little revealing. Some say underwear is revealing. Also, a thong.
Oh, a thong is nice.
When it comes to, like, the bikini form, not the underwear form, which is a woman by the name of Sam. She was at a beach in North Carolina, and she was just doing what she's doing, hanging out at a beach, wearing a bikini top and a thong bottom.
All right.
Apparently, this upset some people. Probably people that don't have as nice of a booty as Sam.
Oh, yeah.
And they called the cops. And you would think the cops would be like, that's stupid. We're not going to bother her. She's wearing a thong. Because the person called the cops saying she's pretty much naked. And she's not naked. She's wearing a thong.
Yeah.
Well, the cops handcuff her because of her wearing the thong. And they led her to the car as she's demanding, why are you trying to arrest me or handcuff me? And they're saying it's against the law to be naked. And she's like, well, I'm not naked. They started reading her an ordinance about public nudity, and Sam kept saying, yeah, I'm not nude. I'm wearing a thong. It's covering my privates. Here's the conversation between her and the police officers.
Stop acting like this. Sam, she's being detained. She's being detained right now, okay?
Why is it illegal to have a bikini on the beach?
I literally wear this to the beach every day.
Did someone complain?
Yeah.
It shall be unlawful for any person appearing in the nude on any public beach access, the public waters, or any public property in the view of the public.
I'm not
so
nude.
So nobody's nude.
You're in a phone.
This is not considered nudity. There is clothing covering their private parts.
You know what? You keep chiming in, you're going to jail.
For what?
For talking?
Henry.
This isn't nudity.
So I'm not saying you're nude. It's the you're out here on a phone. That's what you have a phone. What do you have to cover up?
We're out here telling you what to do. If you don't want to comply with it, take it to jail with
you. Well, we're just going to leave.
I'm just going to leave. And so she ended up leaving. There is apparently a law against indecent exposure, which includes the exposure of buttocks and the butt, to intent to outlaw thongs. So I guess she's... But they kept saying, you're nude. And she's like, I'm not nude.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that... look, we've seen this happen. We've seen these bikini bottoms, you know, get smaller and smaller so that pretty much the entire butt is revealed. Is it state to state now when it comes to buttocks, or do people not even care? I mean, how many?
This is the greatest question ever.
Yeah,
the most pertinent question.
I mean, I can't imagine someone's gone and just taken the time to like change the laws and just realize, hey, this is what women do now. They just, you know, their butts are out.
I love that. Apparently, she's an acrobat and she's known as Sam Panda. Panda.
See, Sam is, I can see why, you know, people would be jealous of Sam. Sam's rocking it.
And I just love this part of the story because it says she demanded to be shown the penal code that shows that she can't wear a bikini on the beach. Mm-hmm. And one of the officers said he will show her the ordinance at their car, which just sounds like the plot to a movie that I would click a thumbnail on.
Yeah, it's...
show me that penal code. I'll show you it in the car.
Gosh, man, I think if I'm a police officer now, I just go, hey, go to a different part of the beach.
And the crazy part, people are clowning on the police officers because neither one's wearing a mask. You know, obviously, you know, that's a thing.
I hadn't thought about that. That's pretty dumb.
It's like...
yeah, seriously.
She's wearing a thong, but you can... the whole thing is just crazy.
Yeah, our society needs...
We're all losing our mind, BJ.
We really are losing our mind. What is a butt going to do to anybody? Gosh, just... You know, enjoy the beautiful butt and you get inspired by it or just look the other way.
Let Sam Panda wear a thong.
Gosh.
Shouldn't, if Rev wants to wear a thong, let him wear a thong. I'm glad he doesn't, but let him wear a thong.
Yeah, don't bring me in this.
So what do you think? The older man?
Easily.
Yeah, I mean,
I hate the typecast, but I'd imagine it's somebody that doesn't look good in a thong.
Yeah.
It's the one that called the cops about the woman in a thong. Because she's at the beach. Who cares?
And what dude would ever complain about seeing that? Even if it's an old dude, he'd be like, this is the greatest day of my life.
And if her name sounds familiar, apparently, according to TMZ, she went viral a couple of years ago because she suffered a broken neck when she was doing some acrobat stuff. And one of the rigs that she was doing the ring, it malfunctioned during one of her stunts, and she fell and landed on her head
and broke her neck.
Yeah,
damn, dude, she's come back with a vengeance. Leave Sam Panda alone.
Hey, man, we got some bummer news to put out there. An icon, a legend in the local radio business, Pat O'Day, unfortunately passed away. His son just posted a really nice message up on their Facebook page saying it's with great sorrow to announce that Pat has left the arena. He passed away peacefully in his home in the San Juan Islands yesterday. Beating lung cancer was an incredible victory for him. Unfortunately, it wreaked havoc on his lungs. And he also continued to say, Jeff O'Day, his son, in his final days, his spirits were high. He lived every day as though it was his last, and he knew the gifts he had been given and how spectacular his life had been. Dad was ready.
And there was just a post by him recently that he was okay.
A lot of people remember him from the KJR days. He was a radio staple since the 60s. We've had him on our show before. Just a great dude.
I got to do some television with him. He was nothing but gracious.
Super nice guy.
To me, who really, I was a relative newcomer to a place that he owned. He owned Seattle. I'm the schmuck that's coming in, and he was just kind to me as he would be to anybody. Well, he will be missed. He was one of our industry's best, not just Seattle's, but one of our industry's best.
He was the dude that when he came in, I was nervous. Only because I thought he'd yell at me for like desecrating the radio industry. You know what I mean? Like he'd be like, ugh.
You know what? He was right.
I busted my ass to make a success out of being a radio personality in the Pacific Northwest, and this is what we have now.
I can understand that. You know, people like Pat, who were just greats and did what they did, I wondered, like, what do they think of this new generation? Like, people like us.
He could be more nice, though.
I mean, he was fantastic.
Yeah, he had a blast, and we had a blast having him on. So he's obviously definitely going to be missed by many people, and that's unfortunate news. And our thoughts, prayers, and love go out to his family.
And pretty much anybody in the rock and roll concert business. I mean, he was huge in that, too. Pat
booked like Jimmy
Hendrix back in the day.
Yeah, Pat was the man.
Yes.
No doubt about it. He will be missed, man, and much love to him, his whole family.
Mariners continue to lose. They lost to the Angels yesterday. Mike Trout hit his first plate appearance since taking a break, so it's his first plate appearance as of new father. He hit a home run. It's kind of a fun story because he took a little bit of a paternity leave because of the birth of his son.
Yeah.
Hit a home run, beat the Mariners 5-3. They're at it again tonight. Will they win? I don't know.
Still not the worst team in baseball.
But they're making a good run for that.
Yeah, they sure are. You know, I knew the Red Sox and Mariners would be up against each other. I didn't know it would be for the worst record.
I don't know if you were watching the Twins game between the Twins and the Pittsburgh Pirates, but they had to stop the game for the oddest reason.
Why? A drone.
A drone was flying over the stadium, and so they put pause on the game for about 9 minutes. They pulled the players away from the field because they didn't know what the hell was going on, and here's the Fox broadcasters talking about it.
Well, I have never experienced this before in my life. I mean, who, only in 2020 would you, like, we don't have enough to worry about.
Amazing.
Now heading, apparently, away from Target Field.
Now, I live on Fox Sports North, their Twitter page says, save your artsy drone footage of Minneapolis for after the game, please.
Yeah, that's what I thought, how cool is it if somebody wanted to check out the game with their drone,
right?
But not realizing the ramifications of, hey, here comes a drone. We don't know what the hell's going on with, you know, the way the world is, so.
They should have made it into a fun game. Have all the pitchers throw a ball at it.
You're going to get Randy Johnson for that.
That would have been awesome. They just crushed the drone.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, man, I thought we were the only ones that maybe were a little obsessive when it comes to our Seattle Kraken merchandise purchasing habits.
Oh, I am.
But apparently we are part of the trend. Congratulations, Seattle Kraken fans. We are the best-selling franchise identity launch for the NHL ever. Originally, before it was the Vegas Golden Knights. They were the ones that were breaking sales records for merchandise and interest and excitement for an expansion team. We four times the amount of the Vegas Golden Knights fans. That's
and
pretty
they,
damn
and
awesome.
They, and they broke the record themselves.
Right.
And we did four times more than that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess 12 days after the Kraken put out, unveiled the name, the logo, the colors, and the merchandise, it already became one of the top two of the top three selling products across the Fanatic sites. It's just been selling like crazy. They even said that there's a 35% increase in season ticket holder waiting list. People that are asking to be on the season ticket line from 39,000 to 51,000 after the name was announced. It's just insane. 20 million views to the website in the first 24 hours.
Oh, that's why we couldn't get it to work.
Yeah. It's pretty cool to see that there's just a lot of people excited about getting Kraken gear. So I don't feel as bad for dropping about $160 on Kraken merchandise so far. Yeah. And the jerseys haven't even been put up for sale yet.
Not yet.
They won't be up for a while. Once that happens, that's another couple hundred dollars out of my pocket.
Yeah.
At least. Congratulations.
That's fantastic news, which means the nation's loving the name. And who knows, even maybe internationally.
And the Northwest is fully embracing it in the colors and the logo and all that kind of stuff. So that's pretty sweet. As far as weather, 80 degrees, it's going to be sunny today. That's the major report, and that's what's up.
Hey, I wonder, have you ever screwed up a chore on purpose just to get out of doing it in the future?
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, good job.
I don't think I have, actually.
I did.
Do you?
Well, I remember when my father used to criticize me for not knowing things because I don't know what the hell tools are. How should I know just intrinsically? And he thought, well, okay, every kid born should know. And then immediately became a battle with him and I. It's like, okay, you think I'm an idiot? I am going to make sure I bring back I would bring back hammers when he'd ask for screwdrivers. he'd have me be his runner. I just decided, what? It's me versus you.
It's so genius. I never thought of that as a kid. I just sat there and endured the suffering of having to paint a fence with my father. And I would screw it up, not intentionally, just because I sucked. And then he would have to teach me. And that's like a 10-hour lesson on painting.
Yeah.
And I would do it again. And I would never think, if I keep screwing it up, he'll eventually just tell me to go into the house.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I remember my mother and I had a conversation, and she'd bring me aside and go, you know what? She goes, I know what's going on.
I'm on to you.
Yeah, she was. I go, I'd sit there and go, I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea. I'm really trying hard out there, Ma. And she's like, yeah, you really love being out there, don't you? Oh, you know me. It's father-son time. Let's paint the house. Love it.
See, mine was cleaning my room.
I would, my mom would be like, clean your room. So then I would clean it, but then she'd be like, no, you didn't do it right. And I'd be like, oh, well, it's fine with me. And then she would end up going and cleaning it when I was out.
Dang, I wish I knew you Jeez. Guys. I would get all, like, I would try really hard on the chores. Like, if there's dusting, I would get under, like, the tables, get all the little nooks. And it would get to the point then I was always being, I thought it was, like, a badge of honor. Like, mom wants me to dust. Like, I'm that good at dusting. I should have just screwed it up and I would have been able to play my video games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what, Steve? You are like the majority. Only 32% of men say the fact that they've done that, that they've intentionally screwed up chores to not do them.
And also, I mean, I was the apple of her eye. I had, high expectations. Yeah. I couldn't let her down.
Yeah. Oh, there was that, too.
Thank you.
Women actually did this less than men. Women are actually pretty more honorable than men. We're like, hey, if I got chores, I'll do them the best I can.
Yeah, I was kind of like Steve. Like, I have to do it as well as I can because they say I'm really good at this. I have to prove them right.
And I remember being pumped when I thought I got promoted to vacuuming.
Oh, yeah, big promotion.
Gosh, I have to tell you, I always
so
knew
stupid.
I always knew that there was nothing to that because I always wanted cash. I remember my parents were so mad at me. They go, you do your chores because you're supposed to. See, it was the wrong approach with me, and my mother kind of figured it out. It's like I would just always bring real world issues. I go, you go to work, right, Dad? Yeah. I go, so they don't just give you a gold star. They got to pay you, or would you go? And I remember, I am tired of talking to you. All you do is argue everything. And I'd be like, so why do I want to do stupid chores around the house if I'm not going to get anything extra? What's the point of doing a good job?
Goodness. Yeah, right?
That was my, and
meanwhile, stupid Steve over here is like, oh, you mean I get to use that vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
Man, all that hard work is paying off. And it wasn't a fun, like, simple one-piece vacuum cleaner. It was like that big-ass base.
Big-ass old school.
Oh, those are cool.
And the attachments. I'm like, I got like a backpack that's like 100 pounds on me, and I'm carrying this giant thing, and I'm like, I did a good job.
See, if we had that when I was a kid, I would have loved it. I just been pretending I was a Ghostbuster or something running around, you know?
But it was like a health hazard trying to do the stairs. Because, I mean, I'm trying to hold this thing and it's pulling me backwards. I'm shocked I never rolled down the steps.
Me too. You know, good for you, buddy.
Yeah, right?
And my mom's probably like, this idiot kid is thinking this is a reward.
Yeah. Maybe they. Well, that's what I used to think they would think. I go, I'm not stupid. I'm not falling for your crap. At least that's what I kept saying. My father just rolled his eyes and said, I'm done with you. You know, and I don't blame him because, I mean, all you want to do is just do your chores. You don't want to have an argument about doing something you don't want to do in the first place.
Was there a single chore that you liked doing?
No.
Yeah, I guess it's called chores for a reason.
Yeah, never liked. Eventually, I was just demoted to doing the stairs, like sweeping them with a little brush and dustpan. I remember that was the one thing that I had to do, and he would just scream and yell, and I'd be like, all right, I guess I got to do it.
One texter says, yep, dye one load of white to pink, and bam, no more laundry for this guy.
Oh, it doesn't take much. Yeah, it doesn't take much at all. Yeah, you when you figure out that reds really go and you have something brand new that's red, oh yeah, you do the laundry that first time. I got it, guys. I got you covered.
Right.
Yeah. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Who is the father of Beth on Rick and Morty?
Peter Criss.
No.
I hear you calling.
Oh, Beth.
I'm going to go pass. I don't know anything about Rick and Morty.
When was
SpongeBob?
No.
If you had just ran answered either Morty or Rick.
Or even just Beth again.
Yeah, anything at all would have been. You know,
so SpongeBob, not a good answer.
SpongeBob wasn't a good answer. But Rick would have been a good answer. You know, half of the names, you know, the show's name there. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.